We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sitting next to me here is Jordan Poole, the first round draft pick of the Golden State Warriors. And I mean, he's trying to be humble right now, but I got to read this quote right off the bat. Right off the bat. And we heard on ESPN when you got drafted, they called you the splash nephew, possibly. Yeah. You're like, I got to bring the drip.
Yeah.
Well, John Beilein, your former coach at Michigan, said this guy is an overdose of swag. Mm-hmm. And what I'm looking at right here is the shoes with no socks. You got the tag showing there, clean. The suit with the, what are these, pin shirts? I mean, this is just, this is next level right here.
The sweater, Bonte, don't forget.
A little stripes. I had to throw the patch in there with the belt, but it's cool, you know.
It's just cool? It's you don't want to do too much today?
I try not to pop out yet. But,
we might get cut. He's so sharp.
It might come. It might come.
He's so sharp. He's got the curls popping off, man. And you with the Michigan, man. Yeah. Very fine institution. You played in some big games here. Mm-hmm. What did it mean for you to get drafted in the first round? Because you left after your sophomore season.
Right.
A lot of, there was a lot of different reports. Oh, he may not be drafted. He may get drafted. But when you heard your name called there in New York City at Barclays Center, tell me what that was like.
It was absolutely amazing. I walked up there, I was shaking. And this is something that you dream of your entire life, and all the hard work that you put in. And you know, it was reports saying that I wasn't drafted, and a lot of people asked why did I go to the draft. But just being able to bet on yourself, you know, I worked so hard to be in this position. You know what I'm saying? Thank God and my family for making so many sacrifices. So it was a moment that I'd obviously never forget.
Now, when the announcement was made that you were going to be a Golden State Warrior, and I saw you and I've seen you play, I deem you explosive. Mm-hmm. You can handle the rock. You can shoot the three, and you go to the rack. But what I thought about was I was like, young Poole, when he gets in the NBA, there's more spacing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the college game, which you excelled at, kind of hampered that. Mm-hmm. Are you excited when you look at the program, pro game, and think about the room you'll have to navigate?
Yeah. Beyond excited. Obviously, there's a big transition from college to the NBA, like you said, with being able to space the floor and being able to create my shot, but also just knowing how to play the right way, being able to be a 6'5 guard who can, I'm very comfortable in playing the one, but I played the two and off the ball for a really long time, so I'm comfortable in that. And being around so many great players, you can just find ways to get guys open. But like you said, being able to have a lot more space than you do in college is definitely something that I'm extremely excited for.
Jordan, you're going to be playing with Steph Curry, and when Klay Thompson gets back from the ACL tear, has one of the Splash Brothers reached out to you so far since you've been drafted?
Nah, not yet, not yet.
Not yet. You're waiting. I know you're waiting on that call, and I know you're waiting to get in those shooting competitions with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson.
Right away. You know, just growing up looking at these guys and studying those guys, you know, on the computer and watching videos, but now being able to see them in practice night in, night out, I'm just extremely excited. I'm definitely going to try to get in a lot of shooting competitions for sure.
Now, you were a big part of what Michigan basketball was. When did you know you were going to declare, like, I'm ready for the next level?
Yeah, I think something that me and my family really talked about was we always wanted to finish the season. Stay where you are, keep your feet in place. But we knew as soon as the season was over that it's something that we should highly consider. And we felt that my game really translated a lot to the NBA, and I had a lot of confidence in myself being able to put myself in the situation throughout the draft process and working out and coming into these workouts, being able to show things that I wasn't able to show at school, and it paid off. So just being able to stay two feet in while I was at Michigan, but when the season was over and we really thought about it, we were 100% focused on being able to make a dream come true.
Warriors first-round draft pick Jordan Poole here on 95.7 The Game with Daryl DeGruy Johnson and Bonte Hill. I got to ask you this because your first-round pick, you're leaving school, and you got the drip game going. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. What's the first thing that you want to get? Is it for your parents when you get that first NBA paycheck? Is it a new house for mama? Is it a new house for pops? What is that first thing you're going to spend your money on, Jordan?
Man, it hasn't even really hit yet. You feel me? My parents do a really good job of they want me to make sure that I'm comfortable first. You know, right. They sacrificed so much, so I know as soon as everything's get comfortable, I'm definitely gonna make sure that I repay them and show them love. But I haven't thought about it yet. You know, a couple months ago I was getting $200 a month at school, so I think when I'll be able to see the check, I'll kind of start to.
No more top ramen for you, right?
Nah, no ramen, no chips, none of that.
Love it, eating healthy now. You watched the finals and you saw what happened with this team in regard to the injuries.
Yeah.
And you've earned everything you've gotten, and I know you're excited. I can see it. Mm-hmm. But the fact now that the Warriors may have minutes allocated to guys coming in, a new class, does that get you just more, your juices going a tad bit more, knowing I can come in and contribute maybe right away?
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, you want to come in and make any impact you can, but being able to see how much of an impact I can make, especially as a rookie, I'm just ready to get to work. And obviously you're thinking through the draft, you're thinking like, I just want to go to a team. I want to be able to get my dream accomplished. But now being here and in this situation and seeing how everything ended up folding out and the opportunity that I have coming in, I'm ready to work, you know, just being around great guys. And I have the opportunity to, so I'm thinking like, why not put myself in the best position?
Jordan Poole here on 95.7 The Game with Guru and Bonte, Warriors first-round draft pick. Now, we were talking before the break or before we came on the airwaves. You've never been basically to the Bay Area.
Yeah.
What do you know about the Bay Area? What have people told you about the Bay Area, about living here in the Bay Area?
I heard it's extremely expensive. That's one thing that I definitely heard, cost of living and stuff. But, you know, I'm from the Midwest, and I always feel like I was able to be a kid who I feel like Cali was home. So being able to be here, and the Warriors have an amazing fan base, and I think that's something that separates them. And it's great weather, so if I was to be any place, California would definitely be where I wanted to.
I always love asking athletes as a kid, who did they look up to or who did they study or pattern their game? And I believe Monty Poole asked you, and if I'm correct, it was Steph Curry, a little bit of McCollum.
Yeah.
Does that stop when you get here, or how does that – when you're in the lab, how does that work?
For sure. You know, being in this situation, I feel like you can't have too much pride to learn from others.
Love it.
You know, they wouldn't be here if they weren't good, if they weren't great. You can always take pieces from other people and add them to your game. I feel like that's something that I've always been able to do. Of course, you're not going around saying, like, you know, Steph's my favorite player or CJ's my favorite player. You can't say that anymore because you're doing the same thing that they're doing. But if you see something that you see that you can translate to from their game to yours, why not take it? You know, it's making them successful. You can add it to yours.
And,
I feel like that's something that I'll definitely be able to lock in with a lot of stuff.
All right, Jordan, I believe we have something to play for you back in our studios here. Let's go ahead and play it.
So the pass is going to come from Livers. He rifles it right in front of us to Abdul-Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass. And it goes for the win! The three-pointer by Jordan Poole! A freshman has won it for the Wolverines!
I mean, good shot.
Great shot.
You busted my bracket that year with that shot. So I won't forgive you about that. But tell me, how many times have you heard that? And does it ever get old when you hear that call?
And not at all. Not at all. There's so much that led up to that particular moment. Like, I think we had a week off. And I had hit like five or six game winners throughout practice the entire year. So the very week before, same exact situation, same exact play, we drop the play and I hit the shot. So right, we went to the huddle, coaches, we already knew what he's gonna call, and I told one of my teammates next to me, A.B. Watson, I said, bro, if I get this shot, it's going in. You mind, I'm a freshman. I think I've only played like 11 minutes that game, 12 minutes, but I was like, yo, this is my moment. You know, this is a situation that I've been in a million times. There's nothing new. And I was screaming for the ball too. I was screaming like,
let me get it.
And Muhammad, he threw me the ball, and he saw that I was open. So that's something that'll never get old, and I feel like that's something that kind of really put me on the map. And being able to do that is high up there with being able to be a first round pick.
When you made your decision, you and your family, and you know, you talked about it earlier, you were coming out. Has it hit you yet? Is it surreal that you're a Golden State Warrior and you're going to be on the same court as guys like Steph Curry?
I think little things kind of really are starting to hit me, you know. Obviously, everything moving so fast, but when I came in and I would have my own locker room and I have my own gear and my own shoes, I think that's something that really kind of started to be like, all right, you know, you're here now. You work so hard for this. But I think it won't hit till I'm in practice and I'm running. I'm chasing Steph all around the place. I'm chasing Clay, and it's like, all right, young fella, like, you're here. So it hasn't really hit me yet. But
welcome
to the league, Rook. That's what I'm here.
And summer league is going to start, and you got your new teammates here. Tell us about your new teammates that you met. Yeah. I know you played against Pascal in the NCAA championship. Yeah. These didn't go your way. Has he rubbed that in yet on you? Yeah. Plus you're a Michigan guy, so you got to deal with number 23, Draymond Green, who's going to be barking at you.
What's actually crazy is me and Eric worked out together throughout the entire draft process in L.A., so we both signed with the same agency, and we really became close friends. We were working out every day, and we really gained an amazing bonding relationship. So after they called my name and I was looking on TV and I saw that they had the 41st pick, when they said Eric, it was a blessing. Like, you know, I'm coming into the situation with a guy that I'm extremely cool with, and we have a great relationship. So now we're both in the same situation. We might as well work together. So being able to see his name called, and it was amazing. But he's definitely not letting me live down the fact that they beat us in the championship. He's definitely not living it down.
He's got to deal with Draymond Green now, too, the arch rival guru.
But he can pick the great Draymond Green's mind. Now, defensively, do you think about what you will be defensively and what you need to work on?
Yeah.
Or do you feel like I already got the necessary skill set, you know, to show and shock some people?
Yeah. You know, I feel like defense is something that you can always work on, no matter who you are. And I think it comes with a big part is my body, being able to physically handle guarding the one or two. You know, I'm 6'5", but I'm also able to guard the one, being able to guard the two, and, you know, various positions. But it's something that I'm always working on, and I think being able to be around such great players in practice, getting practice experience, game experience, is something that will extremely help me. It will help me thrive. So more than anything, I just want to be a great two-way player. So being able to focus in and lock in on a defensive end is something that I'm looking forward to.
Jordan Poole here on 95.7 The Game. We'll let you go in a second.
Yeah.
But you talk about defense and getting better at defense. How does a player, especially a young player, who's played 2 years of college, adjusting to the NBA, get better on defense? Because a lot of people say defense is a want-to, right?
Yeah.
So how do you necessarily do drills to get better in a league that's full of great point guards and full of great two guards?
Yeah, I think something that you see with Draymond and a lot of other really good defensive players is it's a pride thing. You don't want the guy to score on you, you know? And I think when you're matched up with somebody in front of you, it's who's the better man, you know? I feel like it's something that really you kind of got to have within you and inside, and being competitive and having Draymond. And we were a really good team at Michigan, and that comes to a lot of one-on-one games, a lot of three dribbles, a lot of pickup games and stuff. We can be competitive.
Yep.
So I think that's something that I definitely have, but I always want to put myself in the best position to do that.
Jordan, man, it's so great to meet you here.
Impressive.
You're great. We know you got the swag. You actually gassed up Guru here. I'm going to have to hear about for the next 5 weeks to talk about. Tell me what you see from Guru here in the Wave Game.
Right now, these are the most fire butters I have seen in a very
fire
long time.
Butters. So they call Waves butters now? I'm getting old, man. I'm 36 years old. I thought I knew.
We got the swim, tsunami. He got it all.
He got it
all.
And you're not so bad yourself, man. Overdose of swag. Jordan Poole, the Splash Nephew. First round pick. Hey, first of all, congratulations. Your family, man. We're pulling for you.
Thank
good luck in summer league. Can't wait to see you
thank
at
you.
The new Chase Center. Jordan Poole, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.